The report, published annually by the Annie E. Casey Foundation, ranked Wisconsin 13th in the country for childhood well-being. Report authors used 16 indicators like birth weight and high school graduation rates to rank states on overall childhood quality of life. Wisconsin showed gains in education and health, but the number of Wisconsin children living in poverty increased since last year's report. Ken Taylor is the executive director of the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families, which helped produce the report.
Within the economic well-being category, we saw childhood poverty increase. We saw children whose parents lack secure employment get worse, and we saw teens not in school and not working also get worse.
Taylor also pointed out that a report released by the Annie E. Casey Foundation earlier this year found that Wisconsin was the worst state in the country for well-being of African American children. It's not all bad news, however.
We've seen a decrease in teens who abuse alcohol and drugs, and we've actually seen the child and teen death rate decrease as well.
The teen birth rate is also down, but Taylor says he's concerned about these health indicators continuing to improve.
Our state has made some choices not to expand the use of the Affordable Care Act, for example. The long-term implications of that, we're going to be watching closely, and we're concerned about those.
Midwestern neighbors Iowa and Minnesota both ranked in the top five states at third and fifth, respectively. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.